Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about Elijah and tell you about a time when he was very honest to God. I want to read to you from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 and 10, which say this. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Elijah was depressed. He had a recent season of great spiritual victory, followed by a time of almost crushing gloom. He was so depressed that he prayed that God would simply take him to heaven and let him be done with life on this earth. That prayer was not answered. Instead, God served his servant and allowed him time for rest and recuperation. So God first ministered to Elijah's physical needs. Now, that's not always God's order, but physical needs are important. Sometimes the most spiritual thing a person can do is get enough rest and replenishment. Next, God sent Elijah to a specific place, to Horeb, the mountain of God. Horeb is another name for Mount Sinai, the place where Moses met with God many centuries before Elijah. Then we read that Elijah went into a cave. Literally, the Hebrew is definite in describing the cave. This is quite possibly the very same place where God appeared to Moses, as recorded in Exodus chapter 33, verse 22. Now, when Elijah came there, God asked him a question. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Of course, God knew the answer to this question. Yet it was good for Elijah to speak to the Lord freely and to unburden his heart, and this is exactly what Elijah did. He poured out his feelings to God. "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts." Elijah protested, "I've faithfully served you, and now look at the danger I'm in." To Elijah, and to many servants of God since, it seemed that a faithful God was being unfair because his servants were being made to suffer. Now, in asking this question, we might say that Elijah was in God's university of higher service. Having been greatly used of God and destined to serve him in a yet greater way, Elijah needed to learn some deep lessons at God's special school. He felt that he had served God well and should not be made to suffer, now he was learning differently. Charles Spurgeon wrote well, "God has ways of teaching all of us in our bones and in our flesh, but he specially knows how to do this with those whom he puts in any honor in his service. You must not marvel if God should be pleased to bless you to the conversion of souls, that he would also make you sometimes hurt." The frustrated prophet carried his complaint further when he said, "I alone am left." Now, this was not accurate, but it reflected how Elijah felt. God would soon show Elijah that he was not alone, and that the work he had done produced and strengthened a good-sized remnant in the kingdom of Israel. This would be hard for Elijah to believe because he sure felt alone. Even back at the confrontation at Mount Carmel, Elijah said, "I alone am left, a prophet of the Lord." You see, discouraging times make God's servants feel more isolated and alone than they really are. Elijah continued, "I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Strangely, the reasons Elijah provided were actually important reasons for him to remain alive. If he really was the last prophet or believer alive, should not he seek to live as long as possible? If the enemies of God like Jezebel wanted him dead, should he not seek to defeat her wicked will? Elijah here powerfully showed the unreasonable nature of unbelief and fear. God would soon answer Elijah and speak to his feelings, his unbelief, and his fear. Yet notice the goodness of God in simply allowing his prophet to let it out, and the wisdom of Elijah in taking God up on that invitation. It's easy for God's people to be far too concerned with the image of, hey, everything's all right, than in really being honest with God, honest with themselves, and honest with others. Yes, Elijah was trapped in a small pity party of discouragement, unbelief, and fear. Yet, being honest about it to the Lord opened the door for God's answer. Hey, today, you can be honest to God.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.